feed where these peeps get to ask me questions that they have or talk about what happened today. So, I'll start off by saying you guys can level up to level 6.
Ooh.
I realize as soon as you put your stuff away, Rob, I'm like, he's going to get pissed.
This happens all the time. I'll just do it at home.
Well, you know what? What happens when the students pack up their stuff too early?
Well.
You're like, I've become everything that I despised.
Well. I start throwing peanut butter sandwiches. No. So I was playing with a level 3 character tonight because I didn't know we'd been leveling up. So that's why I was getting dropped so easy. And I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. And I had healing spells, but I was unconscious, so I couldn't use them.
I had healing spells. I used an actual magic spell for the first time in my life.
Yeah, and the last time you tried to use one, it fizzled out.
Yeah.
Any other questions about...
Are we heading in the right direction?
Yeah, this is one of the ways out, if it plays out properly. Otherwise, you can end up back on the island.
No, so we might not go back to the island at all?
What the fuck?
Yeah, this could be it.
Oh, no shit. I want to see...
It's honestly on the dice roll.
Really?
Yep.
So we gotta,
either it's going to be either a TPK, or we succeed, or it's either a...
TPK, you get out, or you go back. Just go back to the island.
Oh, I kind of want to just go back to the island, so that way we can go and try the other way, too. We don't miss anything.
There's, if you finish, there's plenty of other things you can... I can run, like, different missions on the island for you guys.
We get abducted and get sent back again.
Could happen.
Not me.
You're one of the only crews that ever, would have ever made it off.
That's cool. I can't... We should have talked to Pan.
Billy finally bleeds. He finally took a blow. Or runs around with a sword. And...
I really kind of like playing as him in combat. It's nice to just swing 3 times and hit shit and get really good hits every single time. It's tough that, like, it's kind of boring because all I do is swing and hit. But now I know how Rob feels.
I love it. If I didn't, I wouldn't be playing fighters all the time.
Is it weird for you to be back as a bard?
I'm not really playing him as a real bard type guy. But, I mean, I'm role playing him as this, like, bard type dude, but I'm not utilizing him mechanically as one. Yeah. So. I don't think it's weird. I'm just so used to doing it. I just had to remember quick how I do that because that was years ago.
Was it Larry? Yeah. The last one?
Yeah, Larry. Larry died.
The first
Andy killed
player
him.
Death that Andy at Andy's hands.
That was right before. That was right when I went away to college, and then we Skyped in to play, and I died.
He tried ritual casting in the middle of combat.
Oh my god.
Almost did it.
It was the only way to save myself. I was trying to make Liaman's tiny hut so I could escape during the combat. It was me alone in this locked room. And
Rob separated himself from the party.
I had to survive 10 rounds of combat and not take any damage or else I'd lose concentration on my spell. And I survived 8 without damage.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I was on the edge of my seat.
Andy had him fighting a bone dragon.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. Good time.
Well,
it was great time.
I'm glad we finally met John, because that was nice. He was also creepy.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
a taste of John. I wanted to introduce him.
But I also...
That was a perfect way to introduce him.
It's tough, because if we just go and leave, now we're not going to know, like, what happened. Like, I feel like there's so many open questions now.
Yep.
I feel like the singing of the songs, just randomly, is making it so much fun. Like, just the random shit that flies through your head, and just sing it, and they're just like... Have another tankard of beer.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is Twig and Derpstar with us?
Yeah, yes, with I've been saying his voice. Didn't you hear me?
Yeah, that's right.
It's Derpstar! Yeah, I kept him out of combat because they're not here.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting.
Well,
Well, maybe we'll get out perfect time for Andy to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good little roundup.
I'm truly allergic to peanut butter in real life. That's why I fucking hate peanut butter.
I was wondering that.
Truly.
Definitely, okay. Deathly allergic.
Deathly.
Well, allergic. Don't you like the taste of peanut butter? But
no, so I have to eat a large amount of it to get, like, seriously ill. It's not like you see somebody on an airplane and you're like, oh my fucking God, peanuts, they're going to die. We're going to... No, that's not
Let's go get some Reese's and we'll test out
the... No, it's not. We're not going to do that. That would be That'd be attempted murder.
I have some Peter Pan upstairs. I can go get some on a spoon for you.
No, no. I'd have to, like, literally...
Didn't we talk about this? I think that peanut butter is actually, like, the canon... In there,
yeah, it is. It's peanut. That is Michael's food. It's in his bio.
You gotta think, like, if they made their book and had the Peter Pan peanut butter in mind.
I don't know.
Is Ross secretly allergic to peanut butter?
Is that why he doesn't like it?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
What the hell was the crocodile thing with the U head, horseshoe head shape?
So this came out. This book came out in 2020.
Oh wow, it's a COVID baby.
It is called a Diplocolossus. It's like a dinosaur creature.
Do you have it there?
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, like a stingray head.
Yeah,
its head is a stingray and its body is a crocodile.
Yeah.
You just took down a man bear peg.
It was weak, but your attacks weren't dealing as much damage because it has resistance to non-magic weapons.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I'm like, I've done so much damage to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why my claws hit.
No.
Oh, it'll hit. It just dealt less damage.
It does, like, half damage every time, like, you hit.
Rob's dagger attack.
Did one damage.
Yeah, that's literally, it hit him. And
is he dead yet?
Taste cold steel!
And they just get...
Totally, Mr. Hat.
You died twice today. Yeah. You're like, come back to us.
So this spider playing the piano in the rain.
Yeah.
Is it a same size spider as the ones that I rode to Michael's Forge?
Not close enough to tell.
I was thinking,
you don't know if it's super far away or really close.
Bouncing on the keys.
Well, is it doing that or is it like sitting
on
a chair?
No, it's like... Sitting on a bench.
Is he, like, singing, too?
Like, Phantom of the Opera.
Like,
just playing the piano in the distance.
With all eight legs.
six or four or whatever.
Yeah, I love to his tonic and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, man.
We should try to
sing. No, this Skull Island is going to get freaky.
What if you, knowing which way both ones went, which is the cooler way?
I would have liked you guys to go through and talk to the bird. Because I won't tell you yet what would have happened.
Well, we can play the game again.
That's why I won't tell you what happened.
No, we're going to start the game. We're going to go, we got to go to the bottom to talk to the bird.
Yeah, I'll play with a character that's less stupid and more serious.
Well, your whole mission could change on the island. And it could be like a one shot even.
I want to be a turtle.
Oh, that's nice. You can be a turtle, is what you said?
I really am saving them. I'm waiting.
For the next big, long campaign.
If Zor ever dies, or...
Oh, you're just kidding.
I am making a turtle, man.
Named Kor?
Yeah. No. Fucking having a turtle. It can't be Kor. Kor's my, like, freaking uncle.
I played as Kor in our spinoff that the Bravest Bunch podcast DM'd for us, for me and Rob.
Oh my god, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I don't even remember what the fuck I did, but it was so fun. I loved it. That was great.
You were, what the fuck is his name? The Smurfs bad guy.
I was basically pretending to be Gargamel.
Gargamel, that's what the name is.
Basically Gargamel. I was going to say Gilgamesh. He had a different name, but he was like...
Yeah, an evil warlock.
Yeah.
But not really evil. Just gives off that vibe.
He just wanted to give off the vibe.
He was somebody who wanted to be evil, but couldn't bring himself to do it.
Character anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be bad.
Like Megamind.
Yes.
Yeah.
An evil turtle.
Well, shit. I'm excited for the next game.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'll have to do.
I don't know how long it's going to run, so I'll have something else planned as well. Because if you guys end up getting a good roll, you'll be through it.
Well, I mean,
really.
Or
we have a really short session, and then we can just talk about how the game went as a whole. Just have an extended backbeat or something.
And then we can play.
There's also Smash Brothers. There's also another way it could go, but I doubt that will happen. That is, well, no, I doubt that will happen, but we'll see. Because you missed the whole world as well.
In this?
Yeah.
A whole world?
Yeah, whole other.
Is it the fairy world?
Yeah. Fuck. That one's another interesting place. But anything else to finish up or ask before?
I don't think so.
Peanut butter.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. I know this wasn't as long, but it's been a rough week for myself, so sorry about that.
It's all good.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
See you guys next time. Bye.